Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lance McCullers Jr. looking for his first win since September of 2022, and he has it as Hader picks up another save. That's 17 in a row going back to last season, and his 19th career save against the Pirates. That is a new high mark against any one opponent. Christian Walker and Isak Paredes with the home run tonight, and Blummer, 986 days ago, the last time Lance won a game, and he'll feel good about this one. Astros with a 3-0 win.
I heard on the radio broadcast last night driving home from the airport that I think it was Steve Sparks said that the last time Lance won a baseball game, Seth, in the regular season, the last time he won a game, 986 days ago, as Callis just said. But in that game, Isak Paredes hit a home run against Lance McCullers. In this game, Isak Paredes hits a home run in support of Lance McCullers. 986
Good job,
days
Isak.
Later.
There's one thing we love on this show. It's symmetry, okay?
Yes.
And irony.
Circle of life.
Both symmetry and irony.
Yes. And urinal talk. Copious that, amounts of urinal talk. Yes.
Well, and also, yeah, the stuff that hasn't happened in a while or whatever. Paul Skeens hadn't allowed a home run since May 1st. Paredes hits the first home run since May 1st. Walker got it off of Skeens.
Yeah.
Christian Walker hits a home run, which was also nice, by the way.
That was good.
So, look. I said this yesterday morning. It's that the Pirates are the second worst offense in baseball. So I didn't. I warned that I'm not going to be a spoil sport about it or anything. This is real progress by Lance, but not just because he was able to pitch a shutout, pretty efficiently by Lance McCullers standards, and go six innings. But it was the shape of his pitches and movement on some of those things. I mean, his slider was just, it looked like it was traveling a country mile across the plate. Like that, whether or not he gets his velocity back, I'm not really all that concerned about it. And there's a weird little part of me that kind of hopes, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if he didn't get his velocity back.
If he's efficient, who cares, you know?
Right, if that helps him stay healthier.
Yeah.
I don't need to see an 87-mile-per-hour curveball out of Lance McCullers. Still, you know, just keep lacing him in there at 81 or 82. I'm good with that.
He's still striking guys out. Even when he was struggling in those first three or four starts, he was still striking guys out. Now, the last two starts, he's been over the moon. I mean, he had 12 strikeouts in six innings against the Athletics, and then he had seven more last night in six innings. But you're absolutely right. You know, we've been watching the replay of the game here as the morning's gone on here, and that's I am not marveling, but I'm enthusiastic, excited about the fact that he just looks like he's got so much better control of the strike zone now than he had when he first came back. And to my original point coming into the segment, Lance McCullers is clearly making progress, and the last two starts have been very, very encouraging. This is a thin team right now in the rotation. They're not going to get Spencer Arrighetti back for several more weeks, but, and it's a big but if this is who Hunter Brown is, and I feel safe feeling that way now, it's been a year where he's been just one of the best pitchers in baseball. We've got plenty of Framber body of work to go with. if Lance McCullers is back to being a guy that you can count on to give you six really good efficient innings,
yeah,
you can win a lot of games with those three. You can win a playoff series with those three guys. This version of those three guys, and then you get Arrigetti back, and I think Dana Brown probably has a deal in him here at some point if some of the young guys are still just kind of dudes that are giving you four or five innings with three runs. Like, that's, you know, you're going to get into games where that's not going to be good enough at some point. So I think there's probably a deal somewhere to be had down the road. But if your top four are Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, whatever Lance McCullers is evolving back into, and whatever Spencer Arrigetti was before he had the fluke broken hand injury, that's a pretty damn good top four, man.
And with Lance, this is a small sample size. It's four games, but since game two, yeah, after he had that just horrendous outing where
that was the bad one, that
runs,
was the one out outing,
yeah,
that he had.
Yeah, yeah, seven earned runs in that one. The first outing, it was dicey. He didn't allow any runs, but it felt like it easily could have been five
all
or six if things had,
yeah,
gone differently.
Yeah.
But just so, I mean, for how it feels, obviously, in games three and four, you wished he would have gone a little bit deeper. But then he goes six innings in these last couple outings. In these last four games, the last four times you've seen him, he's got a 2.21 ERA. You know, like, he doesn't, as long as he can keep going five or six innings, I don't need him to have a 2.2 ERA. It would be, I'm not going to turn it down.
No.
I'm not going to kick it out of bed for eating crackers. But the it's been good these last four games. As long as you just keep doing six innings instead of four innings, that's not bad at all, man. It's just, he's got to stay healthy. He's shown that he can do it. He's just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like he feels good. Josh Hader's been amazing too, by the way. We got to point that out. That last cut there that we played coming in was a highlight of Hader closing out the game. He is 17 for 17 now in saves. Power. I'm looking at the graphic on the screen right now. He just stepped into the game here on the replay. Consecutive saves, 16. I think 15 of those were this year before saving this game last night. He's been nails all year long, man. Josh Hader has been really, really good this year.
You know, and I guess the other nice little revelation has been Sean Dubin, because mm-hmm. Sean Dubin was, you didn't really know what you had in him, and then he has the injury where he wasn't around, and then him coming back, and he's still at a below a one ERA at this point. You started to get a lot of, you're nervous about a lot of things this weekend in that series against the Rays, but it's, I just, on the sum total of the season so far, the bullpen's been magnificent.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're lucky enough that they can just kind of flush those two performances. Multiple guys can flush those two performances, and that they are more what the stats say they are right,
yeah,
now.
So they want that, the Rays game, the games they won in that series were Friday and Sunday, I think, right?
Framber and Hunter.
And Hunter. So you and B. Scott were in the day after the first implosion. Amy and I were following that first implosion on our phones. Like,
yeah,
they just gave up. They just gave up three more runs. They just gave up four more runs. That was why we haven't seen that out of the bullpen all year. Like, that's why I was just curious. Like, you and Brandon chatting about it and witnessing it. It had to be weird to see, you know?
If it happened during the week, I think the part of it was, okay, look, this is what it is. It shows you the importance of, man, they don't have enough starting pitching right now, obviously. But it was easier to flush away the bullpen performance because they've been so good.
Yeah.
It was after Saturday's performance where I really started to worry, like, okay, wait, has this all been an illusion?
Is this fake?
Was this just an incredible streak that they're never going to go on again? My mind went to dark places there.
Yeah.
So now with Lance, and then you come back and just less than a week later, I already felt good, you know, cautiously good or cautiously optimistic about Lance. He has this performance and that feels great. I mean, obviously, Skeens was a factor last night. The real takeaway is that we can't forget, oh yeah, this team's not scoring runs much at all.
Mm-mm.
They are a middle of the pack offense, and you can tell me about all the advanced stats and how great they've been. They still haven't gotten a whole lot better at just putting runs up on the board.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dude, Skeens. Can you imagine being Skeens? Skeens has a 2.05 ERA. Like, he's been lights out all year. Pitched 8 innings yesterday and barely looked like he was laboring. 99 pitches. He's got a 4-6 record. Like, record doesn't matter as much as it used to, and we're all smartened up now to where, like, the league leader in wins is rarely the best pitcher in the league, that kind of thing. But that does have to be frustrating that you're getting your career off on a foot where you're 4-6 with a 2 ERA.
What's more frustrating, that where at least you know you're on a bad team, or I feel like Verlander, who's old school, and Verlander would say, yeah, I still care about wins. I know that most people don't, but it's they're nice to have them, you know?
Yeah.
It's like not caring about money. Like, yeah, it's not what really makes you happy, but it sure is nice to have it.
It takes an already happy person and makes them happier, the money
does.
Yes,
that's all.
Well, Verlander...
Kids, this is the key. This is what you need to know. Because people say money can't buy happiness, and that's true. This is the thing. This is how it works. If you can't figure out how to be happy before you get the money, then the money isn't going to make you happy.
Yes.
If you figure out how to be happy before you get the money, then the money makes things pretty damn sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Money.
So figure out first in life, figure out how you can enjoy life without thinking that the money is going to be what puts you over onto the other side.
Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy more happiness.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? Money can get rid of a lot of worries.
Yes.
That's what it can remove a lot of obstacles.
Absolutely.
That's what it does. It removes obstacles to happiness.
Absolutely.
I think that, for the most part, by and large, if Lance can do this, and then if Arrigetti comes back, we still, you know, we're not at a Hunter Brown level of confidence with Arrigetti. Even though Arrigetti made so much growth and improvement, we just don't know. And we haven't seen him come back as a veteran guy from an injury like this in a long layoff. So it's just a huge wild card.
It is a wild card. It is a wild card. But if he's your fourth starter, and I'm comfortable with it. I think he's going to give you what a normal fourth starter can give you, maybe better, but that's a fair point. That's a long layoff too, man. That's my big thing. It's like, okay, how long, once he gets back to where he's throwing a ball again, like, all right, do we have to go through a whole spring training thing with him where we get reports of him playing catch, and now he's throwing off a mound, and now he's throwing, you know, he's at 90 feet, he's at 60 feet, now he's throwing off a mound. Oh, and by the way, he's got to go to Sugar Land for 2 starts. Like, it's going to be a while.
The other big wild card is, like, man, this time last year, we still weren't feeling awesome about Hunter Brown, even though he had made improvements. He had made what would eventually be his actual pivot.
Yeah.
But we didn't know if it was going to stick. Is that, all right, Colton Gordon is still relatively unknown. We don't really know.
Yep.
Maybe say it's a little bit of the same about Ryan Gusto, but probably not as much.
Yep.
That there is that possibility, but you just can't lean on it right now.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Here on a Wednesday. All right, let's circle back to CJ Stroud. This is one of those stories that from afar while I was traveling. I'm like, all right, let me get this straight. While I was gone, .. We got a few of those stories, actually. Hey, while I was gone, wasn't paying a lot of attention. Am I to believe that this happened? There's two or three things where I'm like, oh, my God. And one of them is CJ Stroud. What did D'Amico Ryans have to say when he was asked, did CJ Stroud have work done on his shoulder? If you missed it, we'll have that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.